the book of Ephesians. We go verse by verse through the book of Ephesians on Sunday morning. On Wednesday night, we go verse by verse in the book of Revelation. And actually, I say Wednesday night. Actually,
Revelation.
We meet at 10 o'clock.
But today
in the morning,
we are going to be in the book
Bible study,
of Ephesians, chapter 4.
And
today we're going to talk about
in
the
United.
But today
stand.
We are in Ephesians.
You see, the call.
And
the
I want to share
Ephesians
with you about the theme of United We Stand.
So again and again and again.
Now, in the book of
we
Ephesians,
see this theme.
We have this theme of unity.
That we are supposed to
and
be
united
as believers.
And you see, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ
now, united
has a call.
On
and our
right
call
doctrine, we'll see that
is
in
to
a
be
minute,
one,
but united
to be unified.
Nonetheless.
We're not
but today we see Christianity divided
we're
on every hand,
joining hands
not over
together,
doctrine and the things that
and
matter,
we're working
but
for
over
the unity of the body of Christ. That's critically important.
Over things that
but
really
I have read
at all
about churches that have split and become divided
and
over the most ridiculous things.
It's all
and
about
it's all about gaining somebody's way. It's all about doing it my way. I heard about one church.
About
where
churches
there was
that
a lady
split and divided
who had come
through
to
the
church,
years.
And instead
there
of using
one
whipping cream like she then instructed,
half.
She used Cool
because
Whip.
Because a lady showed up.
And she was insulted.
And on her congealed
and the church
salad,
divided over whipping cream and Cool Whip.
Instead of whipping cream. And it divided
there
the
was
church.
One church that divided
because
over the piano.
Somebody said something insulting
some people thought
to
the
woman.
Piano should be on this side
there
of the podium.
There was one church that divided.
Some people
because
thought it should be on that side of the podium.
Whether the piano
and so they
be on
split over that issue. So that one group could get
the
piano where they wanted,
so the church
and the other
split.
Group could get the piano where
can you
they
imagine?
Wanted.
There
one
are churches
church
that
split
have
over
split
the church
over
kitchen.
Kitchens. Whether or not
one
the kitchen
thought it
should
ought
be
to be
attached.
The other group
whether
should
or not
be,
the kitchen
it
should
be detached. And so the church
and churches
divided.
Have split over those issues.
But you see, on every
you say,
hand,
well, Pastor, isn't it important
we see
that
churches
I
that are divided over issues that really shouldn't matter. What should matter is our love for the Lord Jesus Christ. What should matter is what we believe
the kingdom
as Christians.
Agenda
that should unite us.
It's for us to go
that
out
should
and
pull
preach
us together.
The gospel.
Read a story about
for us to reflect the Lord Jesus
Canadian
Christ.
Little girl, she was 2 years
because
old.
Because you see, there are families at stake.
And this little girl had
glory
wandered away from home and become
there
lost. And so the entire community mobilized, and they searched in every direction trying to find this little girl. And finally, they decided the most effective way after hours of searching would be to join hands.
There's too much at stake. The nations
are at stake, and our ability not a square foot would be missed.
To take the word of God and share it.
And a couple hours later, they found that little girl, and she wasn't alive. And they looked at each other with tears streaming down their face. And they said, if only we had joined hands
sooner. And so today we
want to
look at United We Stand. Years ago
can I tell you,
Canada,
as we look
there was a little
at broken humanity all around us,
and she was lost.
As we look at the carnage of lost souls,
teams went out everywhere.
As we look at homes
finally,
that are in crisis,
looking for hours, they decided
and people that
what
are in
they
personal
to do
crisis,
to join hands.
If we're not
and
careful as the Church
hands,
of the Lord Jesus Christ, one
a
day we can look
the
back
area they were covering. So they
and see
that.
All the petty
and as they joined
carnal
hands,
matters
they
that divided
the
us. And with tears streaming down our face, we can look back at a life of regret and say, if only we had joined hands sooner. God is calling us to unity. Unity, yes, on sound doctrine. But unity, nonetheless.
And
so today, I want us to look at the subject of United We Stand. It's a theme throughout the book of Ephesians.
Every one of us
going in our own direction. That God has called us to be one in Christ. And the first thing I want you to see is that God has given us a summons to
live a worthy
life.
In the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. So today, I want us to look
is working on unity
at this
in the church
theme of unity
for
in the
all
church.
Of us to be peacemakers.
And the first thing I want
church.
You to see is the summons
and there's
to living
calling
a worthy,
to this
life.
Worthy life. Look with me.
God
in
summons
Ephesians
us
chapter
to this
4 and verse
call
1.
To be
therefore
worthy in our
I,
walk with God,
a prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling
call
with which
to bring
you have been called.
I just believe
now, Paul begins this passage of Scripture with a therefore. What does that mean?
To the body of Christ.
It means
can I
that
tell
Paul
you, that
is
about
to enter
walk,
the practical
to the
section
of,
this book.
When you
for
bring
the first
this unity
three chapters
to the
of Ephesians,
Christ,
he's been dealing with doctrine. And so Paul is saying, based on the doctrine that I've taught you, I want you to practically live a worthy life as a Christian. And your goal,
mundane, petty things,
living a worthy life is to glorify Christ, but to glorify Him and bringing unity to the church.
And you see, that's our call as a Christian.
Now, there are plenty of people.
And the Bible says it's a high calling. Look with me in Ephesians chapter 4. Let's forget about all this doctrine in verse 1. And
let's just
what the Bible
all
says
join
there.
Hands
it
and
says,
get a fuzzy
therefore,
feeling and walk in unity.
I, the prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ,
that a
implore you to walk
that doesn't walk
worthy.
On doctrinal integrity, doctrinal
are in a manner
sound
worthy
doctrine
of the call
is headed off the cliff,
which ye have,
and headed for confusion, and headed for more disunity than they can ever imagine. When God speaks in His inerrant, infallible word, it's not a suggestion. It is the foundation upon what we build our life upon.
Because Ephesians
and Jesus
1
said,
and 3
if you don't build your life on the words that I speak
this,
to you, when the winds come and the rains descend, your house
now,
will collapse.
So many people in our day and age that say,
and the house of America is collapsing all across
all
our nation because we've forgotten our foundations in the Word of God.
Can I tell you?
And we stand united because we stand on sound doctrine. And so Paul is saying, therefore, because you've understand
everything
the riches
we
in Christ,
believe will
because you understand the great doctrinal truths on
so
which you're going to build your life, you're millionaires in the Lord,
grounded and
because I provided for you
and the great
everything that you could possibly
faith.
Need as a
and
Christian.
Anybody
based on
that, divert us from
I want
that
you to live practically every day, and the fruit of that will be unity.
And Paul,
you'll know you're walking with me because you're producing unity in your life. This is the
and
high
so Paul
calling
says, look, based
of
on everything
unity.
That I've taught you,
but also I want you to see
great wealth.
When we
in
talk
the
about
Jesus
the high
Christ.
Calling of unity, there's a price.
I mean,
for
I've
that
taught
high
you
calling.
That you're millionaires.
Paul
the
says
Lord.
He's
you
a
have
prisoner
that you need spiritually to live the Christian life.
Do you know what Paul's saying?
And based
Paul's
on
saying,
that,
there's a cost
I want
for you
to begin to live.
The Christian
but
life.
But he's also saying,
I want you to
I'm
live
asking you
practically
to
walk a worthy life. You say,
Pastor, said was
you don't understand what you're asking me to do.
Doctrinally.
And so
I
we
live
thank
around
God
difficult
for that.
People.
But also I want you to see,
I
not
live
only
around
do we have
people
this
who are
calling,
just not like Jesus.
The Bible says.
And you're asking me to
a high
walk
calling
in unity.
Based
but
on
can
Paul,
I tell you that
being
the Apostle
a
Paul
Lord,
is setting the standard?
And the Apostle
Paul, said,
Paul is saying
what I'm
this.
About to tell you
he's saying,
is
look, I'm a prisoner.
On the fact that I haven't paid the price to live
he said, not only
life.
Am I a prisoner, but we know from
I'm
the other scriptures.
I'm not asking you to do
that
anything
those
that I haven't
who
done.
Could associate with Paul
I'm not
ran
asking
from
you to
him.
Live the Christian
in fact, Paul
life
said
in
2 Timothy
in any way
chapter
4
that when I
and
stood
so
at my first hearing
that we have this
that
high
every
calling,
man forsook
but also we have a
all the believers of that
calling,
day forsook him when he had his first hearing
chapter
before
four,
the Roman Senate.
Therefore, I, the
and so Paul says, look, I
want to
tell you
Lord,
something. I understand what it means to be abandoned.
To walk.
I understand what it means
in a manner
to be
worthy of the call.
I understand what
now,
it means
Paul
to stand alone and go through the hurt
says,
and pain.
I implore you.
But having high expectations of believers around me, and
comfort.
They don't fulfill those expectations.
Now, back in the day,
he said, I want to tell you something.
Paul lived. The Greeks would
in spite
use
of all that,
implore,
as a prisoner of the Lord,
when they were about
I am calling you to live a life of unity.
Of
and I'm not asking
soldiers.
You to do anything that I haven't done.
He'd given up on the battle.
And the general,
so
or
Paul says,
the
in
Roman
verse,
leader would walk into this
there's
group
a high
of
calling
soldiers or sailors
of unity.
And he would
but
give
also, I want you to see,
speech.
Not only is there a high calling of unity,
utter words
a high calling
great
of a worthy life, but there's
and
a
this
heavenly
defeated
calling.
Roman
look with me again in verse 1 and
legion.
This what it says.
Therefore,
this defeated
I,
the prisoner
group
of the Lord,
would
suddenly
you
be encouraged
to walk
and comforted
in a manner worthy of the calling
was before
with
them.
Which you have been called.
And they would march
I love
into
that
battle,
word implored.
And they would win that battle for their
it has the idea of encouraging.
And
in
Paul
comforting.
Is saying,
I love this church.
You're in a battle.
I
and
have
your
never
battle
been
is
in a
for
more
unity.
Comforting and encouraging.
And you can be discouraged
church.
And you can be sidetracked.
I've never been in a place where I felt more loved.
And
I know
happen.
That's the testimony of so many of
I
you.
I don't want you to be
and
discouraged.
That's what Paul said
I don't
we
want
as
you to
believers
be
sidetracked. Are supposed to do.
I
we are supposed to walk to the fight. And the way
I
we
want
walk
to encourage
unity
you
is
into
we
the walk, the worthy walk of unity.
We comfort one another.
And I want to challenge you as a Roman general.
That's not my thing.
I want to challenge you as a Roman
see,
emperor
my,
to be stirred
my thing
up
is I'm a critic.
To enter the battle and to do
that's what I love to
your
do.
Best in the power
my
of the Holy Spirit
is
for the
to
glory
supervise
of the Lord Jesus Christ.
My job is to
Paul
point out the things
is
that are wrong.
These Christians. He's encouraging these Christians
Paul
to
a
high
you
calling
a job.
To follow their heavenly
and he's
emperor,
called you to be an
their
encourager.
Heavenly general, the Lord Jesus Christ.
He's called
Christ
you to be a comforter.
In battle
and that's
for
what Paul does
church.
With the Ephesians. He said, I'm imploring
you.
I'm encouraging you. I am comforting you.
This
the word
high
picture
calling,
here is of a Roman
this
emperor.
Heavenly calling, but it's a holy
or
calling.
Or a Roman general.
Ephesians.
who walks into his troops and they're discouraged and they're defeated.
Implore you to walk
and they do not want to go into battle.
The calling,
they do not want to sail and face the enemy.
Now, the Bible here
and this Roman general, this Roman emperor,
interesting word.
Uses his oratorical abilities to encourage and comfort his troops. So they charge into battle on behalf of their emperor. Charge into battle on behalf of their general.
It's saying,
charge into battle ready to face whatever challenges and trials in front of them.
And it has the
idea. You see, that's what the Lord wants us to do as the people of God.
And they're exactly
the Lord wants to use us to encourage people who are discouraged.
So Paul is saying this. He's saying, I want you to be balanced.
I want you to be feeling the pressures of life, and they just want to give up.
When we depart from the great doctrines of the Word of God,
we'll be in a ditch.
And we should so inspire the people around us that they want to regroup, and they want to go to the front lines,
and they want to fight as a warrior for the Lord Jesus Christ,
for the unity of the church.
We've always lost throughout history.
And so Paul talks here about
God
the heavenly calling of unity,
your general,
practical living,
your emperor, the Lord Jesus Christ.
So we have people in ditches in the church
is calling
today.
You, inspiring you, comforting you to work on the front lines for the unity of the body.
And their minds are stuffed with knowledge.
But also I want you to see, not
but
only is there a high
no
calling
living.
Of walking a worthy life,
they believe
and that,
that
is
just called
a call
in the
to unity,
to accumulate
a heavenly calling of walking in unity and a worthy life, but there's a holy
calling.
Look with me in Ephesians chapter chapter 4 and verse
then
1, and the Bible
the
says,
therefore
they're all
about
I,
experience.
The
Pastor,
prisoner of the
I
Lord,
tell you about my
implore
new experience,
you to
my
walk
vision,
in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called.
Exhilarating moment that I just had.
Now, this word worthy here is an interesting
and you
word.
Take the word of God and you share with
and
them with a humble heart
the
how
business
that
their
world
vision,
their
because
exhilarating
back in that
experience
day,
doesn't
when you went to purchase
the
something,
God.
They
and
used
they say,
scales.
It doesn't matter what
now,
the Bible
the idea
says. All that matters is
what I've scales.
And so they're
where
in a ditch.
What's placed on one side
and
of the scale
error
is equal
brings division and chaos
to what's
in the
placed
church.
In the other side
and
of
Paul
the scale.
And Paul is saying, look,
so Paul
I want
is
you
saying
to
this.
Live practically.
I want
you
to live a balanced
Christian
life.
Paul is saying, look,
and
I
what
want
does
you
that
to
mean?
Be strong in your belief.
That means
I want
when
you
you're
to
walking worthy,
believe, and why
you're
living
living
a balanced
Christian
stand
life,
strong and not be moved.
That you,
but you need
walk
to be balanced.
With doctrinal purity.
You need to have both.
Doctrinal integrity on one side of your Christian life.
And so
but
Paul
on the other
said,
side of your Christian life,
is. And you see,
you're
when
walking
balanced, it brings
in practical, everyday reality, living out your Christian
then they can
life.
Go out and they can
you see, we have two extremes in the church today.
They can put down everything.
We have some people who show up on
they don't
Sunday,
have to
and God
loving,
bless them.
Or peaceful, or caring,
thank God for
or exhibit the
but they show
the
up on Sunday, and they have their Bibles
they
open.
Have all this
and they have their
base.
Notebooks. And they take copious
and they believe
notes,
with this great knowledge
they leave
base,
and
it gives them the ability to
trample
on
with knowledge.
The fruits of the Spirit.
But they have no intention of living out what they hear.
And act unlike Jesus
just
with
like
other
to
people and divide the church.
They like to be the answer person if anybody has a question.
And there are others who believe
but living
that they
it
can
out
bring
is
their
really
wildfire in the
with
church.
It.
And they can believe
and so
a spouse,
what they do is they say, yes,
they
I
to,
know that the Bible says
the word of God
we should walk in unity.
And it brings division in the church.
Set apart from
be balanced.
I have
what you believe and how you practice it.
And so I don't have
that
to
will
encourage
bring great unity in the church.
Encourage people and comfort people because
so
I know more than everybody
calling.
Else. And
we
it's my job
to
supervise
live out
and to criticize. That's just what I do.
Who we are in Jesus Christ.
And so I don't have to practically live out what the preacher says or what
the
Bible says because I have this different
book.
Calling.
Paul says, walk.
But that's not what Paul is saying. Paul is
have
saying, if you
walk.
Live like that, you're in a ditch.
Because the word walk
and the Bible says
be
you need to
things.
Understand what the Bible says about words. Doctrine, yes,
float.
But you need to balance it out with a practical, everyday
a
walk where people can see the love and the encouragement and the grace of
Jesus
Christ in your life
current.
Practically.
Just
but
kind
then
of
you have another
flow of whatever the
they're
world
they're not in the ditch of dead doctrine.
He could have used
where there's no life or practical living.
But you see, that doesn't really
they're
talk about how we should be
side.
Launching out in faith.
And I say, Pastor,
he uses
let me
walk.
Tell you about my vision.
A walk is purposeful.
Pastor, let me tell you
a
about my exhilarating experience.
A walk
and if you
has
take
a vision
the word of God
going,
and you show them that their vision
placing one
and their exhilarating
in front
experience
of the other.
Doesn't match up
said,
with Scripture.
A
they
walk
say, but
is
oh, Pastor,
with one
I don't
foot,
want to talk about doctrine.
We put
I
off
want to
the
talk
old
about my
self.
Experience.
And with the other foot,
Pastor, I don't want to get
on
bogged
new
down in
Jesus
technicalities.
Christ.
I just want to
and
tell you about
see
my
Christ
vision.
In
it doesn't
our life
really matter if it's not according to the Word of God. And they're in another
I
ditch.
Like that.
And I
but
want
you
to
see,
tell
the Bible
you something.
Says
that kind of wildfire
walk, and that will bring
also
unity to
produce
the
confusion
it's a holy call
and division
the
in the church. They are both
in our
equally
life.
As dangerous.
And the holiness of Christ is Jesus
and Paul
Christ
said
himself.
You need to be balanced.
But secondly, I want you to see the
Paul said you need to give equal weight to both.
What are the attributes?
Yes, we have solid doctrine.
Of this worthy
and yes,
walk,
we build our church and our fellowship living. On the
Look
truth of the
Ephesians
Word of God, but
four,
we balance that out equally with
Bible
practical
there,
everyday living through the power
the
of the Holy
of
Spirit
living.
Based on what
says,
we read in the Word of God. And if it's not in the Word of God, I don't care if an angel showed up and told you to do it. You need to follow God's Word every single time.
For one another in love.
So the Bible says
now,
it's
Bible
a holy
says
call.
There should be fruits of this worthy
not only do we
and these fruits
positionally live in holiness, but practically we live a holy life
in the power of the Holy Spirit. Says there's humility.
Years ago,
now, this was antithetical
Lord
to
Nelson
what the pagans thought.
Was
the
facing
pagans thought it was humiliating
enemy.
To be humble.
The Battle of Trafalgar.
They thought in the pagan
and he had
world,
two officers that weren't getting
that
along.
A true man or
so
a true
the
woman
evening
would
before the battle he called them up on other people.
But can I tell
and
you
he
that
pointed
somebody who has the
to the horizon
philosophy of
and
imposing
he said,
their will on everyone
there
else.
And when their the will is not imposed.
That's the
then
enemy.
Something's lacking. Can I tell you,
can I
that
tell
doesn't
you,
bring unity. That brings
always
disunity
a struggle in our hearts
to the body of Christ. The Bible
divided,
says we walk in humility.
That word humility
struggle,
means humiliation of mind. Lowly
with this
thinking,
issue of unity.
A humble attitude. It
but
means
as
master
modest,
of this
modest,
church, can I lovingly
can I
point
you,
you to the horizon yourself
and
down?
Say, there's
that's
the enemy.
Humility.
The devil
humility
is the enemy.
Is
the world is the
up.
Enemy. The flesh is the enemy. And we have to
you
overcome
say, well, Pastor,
our differences
nature,
and come together in love and forgive
people.
One another.
But can I tell you, the Bible says we're supposed to encourage one another. That includes
to come
you.
Together in the name of Jesus.
So you need to
so the
crucify
Bible says
the old flesh
we have a summons
and begin
to live
to
a worthy life. And living a worthy
life
says. Means that we work for unity.
But you see, humility
we do it through a high and heavenly and holy calling.
Yourself.
But secondly, I want you to see
and how
that the Bible
you
says
are.
There are attributes
it's
of living a worthy
about
life.
Yourself at
what
all?
Is a worthy life supposed
you're
to look like?
With Jesus. You're
and
consumed
the Bible says
with other people.
These fruits
that's
of worthy
humility.
Living are found in Ephesians
so when you're in a
chapter
conversation
4 and verse 2.
And they
notice
say,
what the Bible
well,
says there.
Let me tell you what I
it says
felt.
With all
let me
humility
tell you what I thought.
Let me
and
tell you
gentleness
what
I see
with patience showing
and
tolerance
thank God for your feelings and your
for
opinions,
one another
but
in
you
love.
Be careful with that because
the Bible
many
says
times,
that if you're walking in unity,
walking
if you're
in
living
humility,
a worthy life,
walking in
then
arrogance,
you will walk
the Bible
in
warns.
Humility.
That's
but
also
the first
walk
fruit
in humility,
of walking in unity, of living a worthy life.
Now, this
humility here
is an interesting
means
word.
Humiliation of mind.
It has the
lowly
idea
thinking,
of being
a humble attitude.
By
it means modesty. It
you
denotes
see,
a humble and gentle
not
attitude
yourself
which
down.
Expresses itself in particular
humility
in a patient,
is lifting other
submissive
people up.
Spirit.
It's a soothing
humility
influence on somebody else.
Is not thinking
when
about how low
you
are
around
you. Or how terrible you are, how
pitiful
influence.
You are.
Now, the
it's
Greeks
not thinking
about
yourself
at all.
In an interesting way.
It's thinking
they
about
would
other
use
people.
It in the
in the it's
realm
thinking about
of
the Lord Jesus Christ. It's focusing
win.
On him.
But
it's lifting him up. So the Bible
that's what
says
true humility
that you should
is.
Use gentleness.
The Bible
you go,
teaches.
You should be like a soothing
and you see, back
man.
In this day, this was radical.
And that brings unity.
Because the people in Paul's day thought humility was disgraceful.
Wherever you are you a soothing
you had to be
wind.
Bold. You had to take charge.
And you see, the idea
you had to impose your will
strength.
On other people.
There's strength in the wind. A wind
that was
could
the
be
order
a
of the day. In that day.
But the Bible says
and it was
disgraceful force
to
like
be
the
pushed
wind
around
is under
the
control.
Perception of being pushed
and so wherever
around,
you go, instead of being an explosive
your will
storm,
had to prevail no matter what.
Be,
and if it dare not,
soothing, gentle wind,
that it was
the
considered
the Lord Jesus Christ
to be an absolute insult.
But also, the idea here is not just a
but
soothing
Jesus
wind,
said, whoever
but it's
will
a
be
healing
greatest
medicine
among you,
and you
let
see,
him be the servant
medicine
of all.
Can be healing,
speak,
but if it's
we're supposed to
given
serve one
an
another
overdose,
in
it can
humility,
be
the Bible says. But also, not only
says,
is there
God
humility,
says,
but the Bible
you go,
talks about
you need
gentleness.
To be healing medicine. The Bible
this denotes
that
the humble
the
and genuine attitude,
it
which
says,
is
a Mary
expresses
heart
itself
does
in particular
like
in patient
go,
submissiveness
do you have
to an offense,
Mary heart,
free
do you
from
have
malice and
Lord?
A desire for revenge.
Do you lift people's
that's
spirits
difficult
wherever
to
you
do,
go? That brings unity in the church.
You say, Pastor,
but not only is it a healing medicine,
and
it's
they
a cult
have.
That's been broken. You see, a
but
cult that's been
in
broken is
you know
a beautiful
it means your
thing.
Emotions
you can ride
are under
it.
Control.
It's good for transportation and
it means those desires for revenge and malice.
But a cult
they go away.
That's out of control
and it's filled with
is
a
dangerous
spirit,
to that individual.
A loving
and you see,
spirit.
The Bible says we need a
literally
spirit.
What this refers to.
We need to be a
the picture here
wind, a
is of a soothing
wherever
wind.
We go, and that brings unity to
it's
the body of Christ.
Of the Bible says,
but then the Bible talks about patience.
The Greek
it's a
word
picture here
of how God has taken
this
a
is
cult
an
and he's broken
word because
cult. This word has
and all of this is in the face
to the Greeks of
opposition, of insults. And so what
you're
called
you
is as a believer. is that when you're faced with insult, literally is what it's saying in the Greek.
When you're faced with opposition, you seem unteachable.
As a child of God, your response is in blindness of others.
Because see what you're doing is you're trying to bring humanity to the body.
And still,
your response is
to be a soothing wind, to calm a storm.
That is so difficult.
It's strength.
But it's
so many times
control.
I come in contact with people
you say, well,
who
Pastor,
are difficult.
I couldn't possibly do that,
and you
for the
can.
Things that I do.
But the power of
and
the
I'm
Holy Spirit
to still
inside of you
on.
Yes, can
you
produce
are to bring unity.
Gentleness.
I'm still supposed to be gracious.
Can produce
yes, to bring unity
humility.
In the church.
And you see, the Bible says this is characteristic of a worthy walk. It's a higher, greater standard for the church. And in a day where churches are dwindling. And churches are divided.
Showing forbearance.
And churches are going every different direction, separated over issues that
threats,
are not foundational
injury,
issues. We need to rise above that
and
come
to
together
retaliate.
And forgive one another and
out.
Love one another. This
the
is the call
of unity.
Of unity in the church.
Your first goal
also,
is to keep the body of Christ
the Bible
together
here talks
and unified.
About patience.
That is your passion. Because that
it's
is the evidence of a worthy walk. All of these are
and
the
that's an interesting
of
word because
the Bible
this
says
word
that we
was used
as
all
of these
particularly
in
relationship
God's
to people.
Sacrificial love.
And literally, this is what it
a
means.
Love that gives
it means
of itself,
unusual patience
in return.
With
it's
people.
Totally unconditional.
It's the ability
say,
not
Pastor,
to use patience,
my
lose
life,
patience
and I'm not
with people that are
but
foolish,
see, true agape love
irritable,
and,
unteachable.
In return.
Pastor, it's the ability to accept folly and blindness and even ingratitude from people
love
that are not grateful to you. You say, well, Pastor,
and keeps
that's
on
where
giving
I am.
And doesn't keep a scorecard
I'm
like the world does
people.
If they've gotten a return from an individual.
Pastor, I'm around
you,
foolish
if you want to become a cynical Christian.
Pastor, I am surrounded
by
ungrateful
people.
Do
you
what
know what
I'm
doing
for others?
And
do you know what I've accomplished for God?
We
I
look
mean,
to
Pastor,
the Lord to bless us.
I think people
we look
should
to the
be
Lord
so grateful
to
for what I'm
us.
Doing. And I'm
we look
not
to
feeling
Jesus
gratitude.
To be good to us. And we
you see, this
can't
is what
put our
Greeks
eyes on other
that.
People. We will always
see,
get
God, through the power of the Holy Spirit,
disillusioned
wants to give us patience.
And so the Bible says
and
we come
he
together
do that?
In unity.
Because you see, if
because
the world is looking
the
at us
of unity,
with all their
but
skepticism,
also I want you to see the fellowship
with all their questioning
of living a worthy
with
life.
All their disillusionment
and I want you to notice
what
the Bible
says
about this fellowship. Look in verse 2.
And they see
it
something
says, with
different.
All humility and gentleness, with patience.
They don't see what they see at the Moose
one
Club
and
the
Elk
Lodge, or forbearance for one another.
Lions
love.
Club, and I thank God for
and
all those organizations.
What the Bible
I'm sure
says,
they do good
being
things.
But you see, they see something different from us.
To preserve the unity of the Spirit.
And when
and
they
the bond,
see a difference,
of peace.
And it's unexplainable,
now, the Bible says,
it's supernatural, it's beyond the norm, then we make
unity.
A statement to a lost and dying world that the thing that's most important to us is you.
But it's hard
and
work.
Your salvation
it just
and how you can glorify God because
thing.
We will forget about
lots
ourselves
and lots of work
for your sake.
In the strength
you see, the
of
Bible
Jesus
tells
Christ.
Us that God
and this
has
word diligent
a pattern
has the idea
of
hastening to do
but
something
also he
with
talks
the implication
about forbearance,
of expending energy.
And notice
it
what
has
the Bible
the idea
says
of urgency,
there.
Haste.
The idea here
it has a sense of crisis.
Is to hold out in spite of persecution.
And we should all have a sense of urgency
threats,
in our heart to keep
in spite
unity
of
in the church. To keep the church
in
together.
In spite of indifference.
So that we're focusing on the Lord Jesus and his kingdom
and
agenda.
And you refuse to
and
retaliate.
Not on the petty, carnal
that's literally
things
what it
of
says.
This world.
You say, well,
that's
Pastor,
so critical for each and every one of us.
Did
and the Bible says,
oh, no.
Not only do we
no, I'm reading this out of the Greek.
Show diligence, but
I'm
the Bible
this out
also
of a Greek
says
lexicon. I did this intentionally.
The unity.
I don't want
that
you to think I wrote this sermon for anybody. I'm just reading what
it means
the Bible
to give careful
says. You see, there's nothing
to.
New
it has the
side.
Idea of Roman soldiers
people were insulted in
alert
the first
and on
the
guard to make sure
people dealt with
that
irritating
something
people
is
in the first century the
that they're protecting for their
people
emperor.
Dealt with divisive people
and you see, the
in the
unity
first century
of the church
in the church. You see, all of this has gone on.
Human nature has not changed in
that
2,000 years.
You diligently make sure it's preserved.
But you see,
for
God
the sake
is still calling us to a worthy
walk. God is still calling us to unity
there were two ships that
because
were engaged
there's too much at stake.
Battle.
The glory of God, the kingdom
as
of
they were
God,
battling
people's
one another,
lives. We
they,
cannot,
there was tremendous
cannot
damage
fail.
Done to both ships.
There was a
and
little
as the
girl,
light
and
dawned,
she was in the backyard fighting
were
with
both
her brothers
horrified
and sisters.
To see that they were both flying,
and the dad went out back and he was horrified and he said, "Children, stop it!
How many
oh,
times
Dad,
the
we're not mad
of
at each
Jesus
other.
Christ.
Have we're
we
just playing
aimed
church.
Our artillery at other believers." And with anger
well, I
and
thank
malice
God
and bitterness
that
the
doesn't
Bible
go on in our
crucified.
Church. We do
because we have
best
so many of you that are out there
walking worthy. When God wants to remind us,
you have a higher goal.
You exhibit the fruits of patience.
We are all marching under the blood-stained banner of the cross.
With all of these characteristics
and
of
we are
humility and kindness and gentleness, and because
and
of that,
that
we by
do,
God's grace and for
that,
His glory is our different kind
God
of church.
God says we need to put it away.
But the Bible says all of this is done
so the Bible
in love.
Tells
That's
us
the key word.
We preserve the unity.
You see, the love of God is unconditional.
I love this word unity here.
The love
it
of God
the
is sacrificial.
A state of oneness in the Bible.
You see,
says
if you're out in the world, you know
spirit.
How the world works.
Can I tell you what unifies
somebody
us?
Somebody does
the
something
Holy
for you
spirit.
And they write it down.
The spirit of freedom.
They do something else, they write that down.
And you see, when
pretty
the spirit
soon they're
of
upset
God
with you because you haven't done anything in return.
And it's not
their love is not conditional.
Disunity and strife.
Their
and
love
discord,
is not sacrificial.
Contentions.
And can I tell each and every one of you, if you're keeping a record
us,
of all the wonderful things you've done for people, and thank God you're doing
amongst
that,
us for the
if
fruit
you
of the
are
spirit
looking to
peace,
a human being,
and so it's not by might,
to somehow
it's
bring a return to you, you will die a cynical, disillusioned
person. Saith the Lord.
You need to look to God
on the power of God.
You need to let God bless you.
We're not frozen.
You need
together.
To let God meet your need
in some mechanical.
You don't want to make a God out of another
we
person
are
because that
bound
person
together by the power
will let you down.
Of
they
the
don't
Holy
have the
Spirit
capacity to meet up to your expectations
in our lives.
You see, everything
so the Bible
we do
in love.
We have, there's no strings
of
attached.
Worthy living. The Bible.
We are
tells
willing
us
to sacrifice
the fellowship of worthy.
We are
living,
willing to give our love
by
unconditionally.
The Holy Spirit. We're one in the bond of love.
And that's what puts
we're
us on a
Jesus
different plane
the power
as
the
believers,
Spirit,
the Bible
preserving
says.
Preserving and guarding the
and
unity
so the Bible tells
that God
us that
has
we
called
have the fruits
to,
of a worthy
and how we
walk.
Thank God
but also
for that.
I want you to see
the
fellowship of a worthy walk. Look
what else
with me
the Bible
again,
tells us.
And I want you to begin reading
about
in
this
chapter 4 and verse 2. And
the Bible
says
with all
there
humility
is
and gentleness
the unifying power of God and
another
in love. And
there's
follow on to verse 3
of this
being
unity.
Diligent
so
to preserve
the unity
of
living
the
a worthy life.
And the
a
bond
life
of unity.
The Bible
that
tells
word diligent
us,
there has
first
an ideal
of all,
urgency.
There's the unifying
God says that He wants you to have
of the Holy
a spirit
Spirit
of urgency
chapter 4
to preserve
verse 4.
The peace
look with me
of the church.
In that verse.
There is one body.
He wants you to have a sense of crisis.
Spirit.
Just
that
as
this
you
is
were
a top
to
priority, that the church remain peaceful.
So the Bible tells us, that
and the Bible says that we're preserving
all over the
unity.
World,
that word "preserve"
the
means that
of
we
Lord
guard
Jesus
the
Christ.
Unity.
All over the world,
we
wherever
protect
we go, we find believers.
The unity.
We give careful
Christ,
attention
and we're bound
to the unity
them.
Of the church.
I preach the gospel.
That's
in
your job as a believer. You are a peacemaker. You are bringing people together. You are building bridges to one another.
The world, like some of you. Have had
but notice what else it says in this verse.
I will tell you,
it says
I've
you're
gone,
preserving the unity of the Spirit in the bond
oneness,
of peace.
That bond that we have.
That word
because
bond there is an interesting
body.
Word.
It has the idea
we believe in the gospel.
Of fastening parts of a ship
we believe
ship
in the same
together.
Truth. We have the same mission.
It has the idea of ligaments and joints.
And this
that
one
fasten
body
the different parts of
is
a body,
empowered
a human body,
and given authority
together.
By the Holy Spirit.
See, the Bible says
the Holy Spirit is our
we are supposed to be in the
one body for the glory of God.
And
so
what
we
do is we
that,
work
I want you to, see,
to bond the church
not
together.
Not only is the unifying power of
we
the Holy Spirit, but also
to bring
the
unity
the unifying
in the church.
Power
and so what
of
I try
Son,
to do as pastor,
Ephesians chapter 4,
is I try
five.
To highlight
notice what the Bible
the
says
positive
there.
Things about every
there is one Lord,
member.
One faith, and
I
one
try
baptism.
To talk about the good things
now,
and the
word
positive things
is
and the power
Lord,
of the Holy Spirit
is
that I see in church
717
I try to find the common ground that we as church members have when I talk to church members
one
about other church members. That's my job.
Control.
And can
but
I
you
tell
see, there are
some
that you can tell
who feel called to point out the
life,
differences in church
if he's
members.
In control of somebody's life,
the
if
different
they
preferences
are alive,
that church members
produces
have.
Unity.
If they are alive,
the different
of somebody who is
thoughts
busy
and issues
together,
that different church members have,
unifying
and they spend
people,
all their time doing
building
that.
Bridges
but that's
of
not what I read in the Bible.
That person has
that is
Jesus
not your call.
Lord. But you see, somebody
to create
who
situations and preferences
brethren,
and issues
the
that divide the church.
One of the seven
because otherwise,
sins
we divide and we divide and we divide, and Satan has won the day because
somebody
he has so watered down our strength
and
our power by joining together that we are powerless.
The Bible says that the tongue sets
the Bible
on
says
fire
there's a bond here,
the course of nature.
And the Bible says we need
but
to be brought
who
together
uses their words
like
their
a ship,
to bring
like a human body.
That's
we're bound together
who's very clearly
as believers in the Lord
Jesus
Christ. And we look for that common ground
because it's the agenda
and we build upon that common
ground to bring
unity
to the church. You say, well, pastor,
but also I want you to say the Bible see that the Bible talks about the unity of the bond of peace. I love that word peace because that word peace there
has the idea of something that lacks turmoil
that they may be one
something that is free
from contention
for the church.
Something
and he prayed that we
that
would
has
be one.
That we would
a
be
spirit
unified.
Of tranquility.
And the Bible
so
says
tell
we
you
are
something.
Under one
anybody
Lord.
That's constantly throwing well, grenades that create turmoil. You say, Pastor, I have turmoil
faith,
in my heart
the scripture says here.
Because of a conversation I had.
See, the Bible
I want to tell you something.
The word faith
that is not biblical.
Can mean our personal faith
that
in the Lord
person
Jesus Christ,
is not walking a worthy walk.
Tell us that this
because
word
our
faith
goal
is referring
as believers,
to the great doctrines of Christianity.
When we believe the
we
same
unified,
doctrinally, and we have
but
doctrinal
we're unified
integrity on the major issues
of the
faith,
Christian church.
Our goal is to
so
create
So what unifies
peace.
Us? We have
it's
to be
the glue that
on
holds
basis.
Us together. We can't just join
it's
hands
that important
and have a
ingredient
in every single fellowship called the church that is critically
doctrine.
Important. And when you have those
that
who go around and their call is to create turmoil.
So we have to believe in the inerrancy
and to violate
the
calmness and the peace
we
of
have
the
to
church
believe in the
with their
birth
preferences
of
and their
Christ.
Desires and
we
their
have
thoughts.
To believe
I want
Jesus
you to know
Christ
that
God
person
come
is
in human
not
flesh.
Walking
lived
a
worthy
sinless
walk.
Life. They haven't reached that point of spiritual maturity. It doesn't matter how much knowledge has been stuffed in their head.
Who was the
practically they are not living out what
on the
God
cross.
Has called them to
rose from
do,
the dead,
if I understand
visibly,
the word of God correctly.
Bodily.
And ascended
also,
into heaven.
But also, I want you to see today.
And one day he will return.
That the Bible not only talks about our attributes of living
a
worthy life, the
and
fruits
give us
of
a
the
new
fellowship,
body,
but the Bible
as well as
also talks about the premise.
The Bible says we have to believe these
of living a worthy life. With the aim
we
of
have
unity.
To believe in the Trinity.
And the Bible talks about
the
God the unifying
Father, God the Son,
power
God
of the
Holy
Spirit.
You see, there are
me,
major
would,
doctrines
in Ephesians
that we need
chapter
to believe.
4 and verse
and
4.
If someone
the Bible
doesn't
says
line
there
up with those
is
doctrines, we have no basis
body.
Of unity. But
we
if they do, we can
here,
unite.
The Bible
Pastor,
says one Lord,
it means
one faith, and one baptism. And we as this church
I can go all over the world.
In baptism.
I preached in Moldova.
You know.
I preached in Romania.
But also, I want
Turkey.
You to see, last of all, the Bible
Israel.
Says.
I preached in England, in France,
the
and on
we
could go.
Spirit, the unity of the Son. But
I
also
preached all over the world or in parts
of
the world. And I will tell you,
Father,
whether it's Canada
says,
or Alaska or the Continental 48,
the Bible
whether
says,
it's Hawaii or whether
and
it's
Father,
in the east
of all
of the country or the north or the south or the west, wherever it is. Everywhere I find believers.
The Bible says, God the Father.
And because we have the same Lord and we have the same faith and we have the same doctrinal belief, we are unified as brothers and sisters in Christ. What a beautiful thing. We are one body
of the unity of the church.
But also the Bible says
not
only are we one body, but the
Bible
says
he is through all
and one spirit
actively working in this church
just
to bring unity.
As also you were
there
called
are peacemakers all over this sanctuary.
One
today.
Hope of
bringing
your calling.
Us together.
Now the Bible says
doing
that there's
the
one
work
spirit.
Of the Father.
And what
but
that
the Bible
means
says
is
that
he is
the
power
all.
Of the Holy Spirit.
The Father
is what
lives in
us
in the person of the Holy Spirit.
The Bible says it's not by
he
might.
He's empowering us to be agents
it's
of unity.
Not by power.
He's empowering us
but it's to
by
be a people of unity.
My spirit.
You see, he doesn't give
says
us the
fruits
Lord.
Of unity. The
do you know the Holy Spirit is working
unity?
Amongst us today?
The pathway of unity.
And if you're listening
stand
and you're cooperating
back
with the Holy Spirit,
transcendent
by
God
the power of the Holy
tell
Spirit
us to
in
figure
you,
it out on
God
us,
is
on our
unifying
own.
Us. But the Bible teaches
the Holy
that the
Spirit
Father
brings us together.
Lives in us in the person of the Holy
the Bible
Spirit.
Says the fruit of the Spirit
and he
is
empowers
peace.
Us.
And so
and
peace
gives
is created.
When
the Holy Spirit
is at work
in the church,
amongst
every one of you,
and we can sense him here today. You have the strength to love the unloved.
We can sense his power and his
you
presence.
You have the strength to love
and
those
this church
souls
service
you
today.
And
we welcome
because
him in
because that's
this place.
What the Scripture says we're supposed to
and
do.
And so we thank God that our foundation
like
for unity is the Holy Spirit of God. But also I want you to see
the Bible
that the
says
unifying
we are the agents
power
of unity and let the
of
Father
unity is based
work through
on
us
the Son.
To carry
look
out the work of unity
in Ephesians
in
chapter 4 and verse 5. And the Bible says one Lord, be an agent of unity because
one
I don't
faith,
know Christ as Savior. Can
one
I tell you
baptism.
God loves you.
Now this word
he
Lord here in
the
Greek
is
called
kurios.
From the dead.
Kurios
is
used
717 times
in the New Testament.
As your Lord and Savior.
And it means one
the Bible
who is in
says
control.
He will give you everlasting life.
It means
and he'll
the
wash
master.
Away every one of your sins.
It means
and
the
you'll know it.
Undisputed,
the Bible says
unchallenged
in 1 John 5:13,
Lord.
He that believes on the Son.
And you see, Jesus
he has
is called
life.
Lord in the New Testament.
Would you receive Jesus and his eternal
it's
life
it's the Lord
today?
Jesus Christ.
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
And what the Bible is saying is this.
With every head bowed and every
when
eye closed,
Jesus
you say,
is the undisputed
Jesus
Lord of your
heart.
Life, the
I
product
know
of that,
that I'm going to heaven
is
in
unity.
Just a minute, I'm going to give you an opportunity
the
to
product
step
of
out
that
is
people
that
are
decision.
Brought together.
Maybe
when Jesus
you
is
say,
managing your life,
this church.
You
this
walk worthy
is a church on mission for God.
And the way you walk is in a way that brings
to
people
the
together
and to evangelize the lost.
And can I tell
the
you,
great vision of this church
that anyone.
And I want to invite you under the
who brings disunity to a body of people.
Say, Pastor, I want to put my
they are not living under the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
Or maybe
it's very clear in the Scripture.
Make a decision public
I don't care how spiritual they think they are.
But whatever. God is telling you to
because
do
the Bible says there's one
today.
Lord, and when we
Father,
are living under
name,
one Lord,
asking you through the power
and we are
of your
submitted
Holy
to His absolute Lordship, He brings us together.
Father, I pray that you
we build those bridges of unity
and encourage.
We build those bridges of love
and
understanding of one another.
Step out and make their decision for Jesus.
And so, when Christ is
Father,
Lord
I
of all,
thank you, Lord, that you've
then there's peace
and you're welcome in this place.
And unity
Father,
in the church, and that's God's call. But what is it based upon? What is this unity Amen. Under the Lordship of Jesus Christ based upon? Based on one faith. Now, Bible scholars believe that the one faith here is talking about the spiritual doctrine, the historic Christian doctrine of the church. We just don't join hands with some fuzzy feeling regardless of what we believe. The Bible says we need to join hands in unity based on the historic faith of the church. Because anyone who joins hands of unity based on anything but the great doctrines of the church, I want to tell you, it will always produce chaos and confusion, and it will weaken the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. So what do we believe? We believe in the inerrant, infallible Word of God. God's Word has no error. And not only is that true of the original manuscripts, but God supernaturally has preserved His Word, preserved His Bible without error to this day. And so when I say, thus saith the Lord, when I speak from the Word of God, I'm speaking the very words of Jesus that He spoke, the very words of Paul that he wrote, the very words of Peter that he wrote, and I don't question it a bit. In fact, I would have to commit intellectual suicide not to understand that this book is the most reliable book in the world. Also, we believe in the virgin birth. We believe in a supernatural birth. We believe that Jesus was God who became human flesh. He's 100% God. He's 100% man. He lived a sinless life. He died on the cross for our sins as the God-man. He took your sin and my sin and He died as our substitute. He died to redeem us from slavery to sin, the world, the flesh, and the devil. He was our propitiation. He took the wrath of God. He took our hell so that we could be spared from hell if we put our faith and trust in Him as our Lord and as our Savior. We believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven. We believe there's no other way. That people are not saved by believing in the leaf God or the tree God or any other God. The Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. And when God's Word speaks, it doesn't stutter, and neither will we as a church. And we believe in the resurrection of Christ. Jesus rose from the dead. He rose from the dead visibly and bodily. And He rose in power. And the Bible says He's coming again, visibly, in the clouds. And we'll receive a new body, the dead in Christ, and we also, those of us that are alive. And so we believe all the historic doctrines of the Christian faith. We do not believe in salvation by works, but by faith only. We believe all these great doctrines. And I will tell you, anyone that wants to water down and compromise the Word of God, we have no basis of unity with them. We can pray for them. We can love them. We can encourage them. But we cannot unite with them in Christian faith and practice. And so the Bible tells us that there is one Lord, and our unity is based on the faith of the Christian church. And then there's one baptism. And we're Baptists, so we certainly believe in that. But then the Bible says, last of all, there's the unifying power of the Father. Look with me in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6. And the Bible says, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. So we see, last of all, that God the Father is at work bringing unity. And how does God the Father bring unity? Well, the Bible says He's over all. To use a theological term, it means that God is transcendent. He's sovereign. He's running this universe. But you see, God is personally interested in the unity of this fellowship. So He's just not aloof in heaven. The Bible says He's not only over all, He is through all. Do you know what God is doing here today? You know what the Father is doing here today? He's at work in this congregation this very morning. He's working and moving in this congregation, and what He's doing is He is active, bringing about unity.
The Father is at work. And if you want to cooperate with the Father and the Son, then you'll cooperate with the high priestly prayer that Jesus prayed just before he went to the cross. He said, Father, make them one as you and I are one. That was the prayer of Jesus. Lord, unify the church. He knew the propensity in the church for hurt and disagreement and division. He understood that. But he prayed, looking down the ages, knowing the struggle that the church would have to stay together, but knowing how critically important it was for us to be united and to stay together. And he prayed, and he cried out to the Father, Lord, make them one as you and I are one. And so the Father is at work in this place. And as we know, those of us that have studied the principles of experiencing God, we need to find out where the Father is working and join him. But there are forces at work always in this world today that would crush our spirit of unity, that would divide us because of selfishness and because of selfish agenda. But there are those in the church who are great peacemakers. There are those in the church that rise above the carnal and the petty and the shallow. And I want to ask you today to rise up and join those people and become a part of the Father's work. Join the Father in the great work of unity. But the Bible says that there's one God and Father of us all who is over all and through all and in all. Because I know what some of you are saying. You're saying, Pastor, I mean, I appreciate the pretty picture that you painted, but can I give you a personal word? You are not living in reality. I mean, nobody can live up to this gentleness and patience and forbearance. And I mean, that's great stuff, but I mean, let's get real here. I mean, nobody can live up to that. And I got to tell you, I know that the carnal church and the carnal church movement today has brainwashed many people into believing that, yes, we have this pretty picture of how the church should be. But what we have to do is we are victims in our society, and we are condemned to groveling, and we are condemned to struggling, and we are condemned on this low plane of Christian living. And all a pastor can do is just get a stool and sit in front of his congregation and have some emotional meltdown telling his personal story of how he'd like to live like this, and he can't live like this, and life is tragic, and one day when we get to heaven. And I know that's the modern church movement, which, by the way, is wrecking the church in America, and our numbers are shrinking, and our influence is waning. But can I share with you that the great society has failed us? And it is time for us to return to the faith of our fathers. It is time for us to return to that triumphant faith of those great Christian warriors who built this nation, men who looked in the Word of God and understood the deep spiritual truth that, yes, we cannot succeed in the Christian life. And yes, we cannot succeed in this matter of unity. But the Father, who is in the person of the Holy Spirit, lives in us. And as we crucify our sinful nature and we let Jesus and the Father live His life through us, we can live in victory today. And I want to tell you something. If they could do it 50 years ago, if they could do it 100 years ago, God is the God not just of 50 years ago and 100 years ago, but God is the God of 2015, and He can do it again right here in you. And that's good news. But you're here today and you say, Pastor, the reason I can't walk in unity is I'm not saved. I'm not a Christian. I have no power at all. Can I tell you more good news? Can I tell you that Jesus Christ went to a cross for you and He died for your sins on the cross and He rose from the dead? And today, if you'll renounce your sin, if you'll turn from your sin, if you'll forsake your sin and realize that God loves you and He has provided for your sins to be forgiven by His sacrifice on the cross, and you can receive Him as your Lord and your Savior and your Master, and you can have new life today. You can have meaning in your life today. You can have a fulfilled life for the glory and the honor and the praise of Jesus Christ. In fact, the Bible says, whosoever believes in the Son knows they have eternal life. You can walk through that door today and know you have eternal life if you'll put your faith and trust and belief in the Son and surrender your will to Him. Would you come to Jesus today? Let's bow our heads in prayer. And with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, you'd say, Pastor, today I need Jesus. Would you step out and come to me and let me explain that wonderful way? Pastor, you want me to come in front of everybody? Do you know Jesus died publicly for you on the cross? It's a small thing for you to come publicly and stand for him. Maybe you're here today and you'd say, Pastor, my need is I've accepted Jesus. I need to make it public. You need to come. Or maybe you're here and you'd say, Pastor, I need to join this church. We had a precious couple that joined us in the early service. And maybe God is calling you to join many others that have decided that we want to be a part of a kingdom church. A church that wants to live like the New Testament. You need to come and join us if the Holy Spirit's leading you today. Father, in Jesus' name, there are men and women and boys and girls across this sanctuary. And Lord, your Spirit is moving and your Spirit is speaking to hearts. And oh God, I pray that you would help that man, that woman, that child, that teenager to step out and come to Jesus, Lord. They need your help right now. And Father, we pray that you would be glorified in this invitation time. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.